Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
I don't know why I find this so funny. I don't know. I hope you guys find this as funny as I do. But after the show yesterday, so we had a message that came in on the Montana Talks app. It came in. Our app is weird with the way it does names. Sometimes it does these really stupid nicknames, and I'm like, I'm not using that stupid nickname on the air. Like, give us a real name. Just tell us, make up a stupid name if you want to. Just say, hey, it's Joe Bob and freaking Big Fork for all we care. But just sometimes you get these nicknames and it's like, okay, but sometimes it's the app. It's weird. It'll just include a last name or something like that. But here we go. We got a message from Krause in Bozeman. Now, I'm assuming it's former Mayor Krause because he's a great guy. I'll see him on X on occasion back when Bozeman had a really good mayor, you know, and Mayor Krause, et cetera. But anyway, Krause and Bozeman messaged us about 9:17. I said about at 9:17 on Monday morning. Hey, was Wu an ASMSU senator? Was this Wu guy? Wu, for those of you who missed Monday's show, Wu was the head of the Chinese Student Association at Montana State University. And Wu was the guy who was responsible for the fake race hate hoax at MSU. Quick recap. So you remember hearing these stories about, oh, there were threatening emails sent to an LGBTQ club on campus. They were sent by Wu, who publicly affiliated with the LGBTQ club on campus. Oh, there were anti-Asian vulgar messages using the G word and another anti-Asian word sent to an Asian American student who also happened to be a fellow leftist. That was also sent by Wu. Wu was who sent that as well. And so anyway, Krause asked us, was Wu an ASMSU senator, which is the, it's the student government at MSU. And I don't know if the guy, so I asked our guest yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, the conservative white guy who was falsely basically framed. He was framed for sending these hateful messages, even though he had nothing to do with it. It was Wu who did it, right? And so I asked Dylan Dean in the 9 o'clock hour. I said, hey, do you know if Wu was an ASUM senator? He said, I have no idea. But he ran for the student senate. So anyway, then later in the morning, Krause sent us another message. He ran for the student government, but I'm not sure if he won the election or not. Check out his candidate response to having no contact with accuser. Anyway, he says, I'm wondering if he participated in the student government discussions about the incidents that he created, as well as in front of the Board of Regents, as has been reported. Sure wouldn't surprise us, right? Sure wouldn't surprise us one bit. But here's what I found really funny. Have you guys ever been at a Cat Grizz football game? Whether you're a Cat fan or a Grizz fan, there's always some completely drunk kid. It's 9 o'clock in the morning before the game's even started. FTC, FTC, and then from the Cats side, FTG, inebriated out of his mind. This Wu guy used FTG in his student questionnaire for student government.
Look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with a chance for some scattered showers and storms early on, becoming more likely into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s for Billings, closer to the upper 60s for Bozeman. Then for tonight, widespread showers and storms dropping back to low temperatures in the upper 40s to lower 50s for tonight. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth welcomed German Minister of Defense Boris Pistorius to the Pentagon Monday for meetings. Hegseth praised the Germans for leading the way in furthering President Trump's goal of more financial contributions from European countries for NATO.
Upfront commitment to your spending, commitment to European leadership, and so I commend you and thank you for that.
Minister Pistorius also praised the country's relationship.
A partnership that strengthens not only our two nations, but also benefits the entire transatlantic alliance.
He added,
we are determined to assume greater responsibility for Europe's deterrence and defense, while recognizing that the contribution of the United States of America remains indispensable.
The meeting took place just hours after President Trump announced a new plan to funnel American weapons to Ukraine through NATO. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Got it!
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Caden, have you been to a Cat Grizz game? Have you been there? And it's like, okay, the inebriated drunk kid at 9 o'clock in the morning, doesn't matter whether he's a Bobcat fan or a Grizz fan, they can't come up with their own hashtags. They can't even come up with their own phrases. FTC, which means, you know, for those of you who haven't figured it out, F the Cats, or FTG, it's F the Grizz. And anyway, yeah, this Rex Wu, the 23-year-old who pled guilty in federal court last week for being responsible for this fake race hate hoax on the Montana State University campus, I was reading his questionnaire he was running for student government, and he used FTG in his actual questionnaire. Oh man! Oh, Caden called it the brawl. He says I haven't been to the brawl, but it's not hard to imagine a bunch of drunk kids. Yeah, Caden must not have been here. When I joked about how absurd I think the Brawl of the Wild name is for the Cat. It's the Cat Grizz game. The Brawl of the Wild. I just think that's the most annoying name. You know, it's like, oh, I'm a sports reporter trying to be very poetic and turn this game into something much grander than it really is. It's like it's the Cat Grizz game. That's what Montanans have always called it. The Brawl of the Wild, it just sounds like some, oh, this is our fair trade, organic, free trade, fair trade, organic, you know, grown in, you know, iguana crap or whatever, you know, coffee from whatever country around the world. That is, but anyway, I was going to ask Caden, though, you know, because he's been umping a lot of baseball games this summer. Caden, do you have your pitching arm ready? Are you all stretched out? You got your finger close to that red button in there in your studio? Because what I'm wondering, so I saw this post on X by Rapid Response 47. Do you know why ICE agents are facing a 700% increase in assaults? Just listen to the deranged, inciting rhetoric Democrats use to describe them. Rapid Response 47, you know, from the Trump White House, then added this: these Democrats are truly sick people. All right, Caden, let me know if you got your pitching arm ready to go, ready on the red dump button. I don't think there. Okay, great. All right, I don't think there's any cuss words in here, but these are Democrats on national TV, and especially when I get to Tim Walz, he always tries to talk tough, and he thinks that if he yells things like FTG, FTC, he thinks that is him being tough here. So, all right, let me. So this is a whole thread that Rapid Response 47 put out there of Democrats trashing the great men and women who are serving this country and risking their lives as ICE agents. Let's start with Representative Hakeem Jeffries. Let's see.
We are going to fight it. Legislatively, we are going to fight it in the courts, and we're going to fight it in the streets.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified.
Wow. So there he is talking about doxing ICE agents so cartel gangbanger thugs can go after them and their families. Here's a Democrat representative, Pramila Jayapal, on CNN.
What is deranged and cruel and outrageous is that literally we are seeing ICE agents, I assume they're ICE agents, they say they are, they don't have any identification, they're wearing masks, they're in plain clothes, they are coming and kidnapping and disappearing people.
Wow, so she basically says that she called ICE agents deranged. And says they're kidnapping people. No, they're detaining people. They're arresting people. That's called enforcing the law. Now, she would have no problem arresting you and disappearing American citizens if you weren't wearing masks or weren't doing their stupid lockdowns, right? Here's Representative LaMonica McIver. Remember her? She was the one who assaulted ICE federal agents outside that ICE facility. I think it was in New Jersey.
We will not take this. We will fight back.
Fight back.
And as I close out, because I know we beat. We are at war. Anytime a person can pay $250 million into a campaign and they be given access, full access to the Department of Treasury of the United States of America.
All right, there you go. Now, that one might have been a red button moment. I think you can use those words on the air, but of course we typically try not to. But basically, she just took the Lord's name in vain because she wants to shut down the city, saying we are at war as she goes to bat for the criminal illegal aliens that invaded this country. Here's disgraced Governor Tim Walz.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
There you go, Tim Walz calling them modern-day Gestapo. These people are completely nuts, completely deranged. And by the way, the list goes on and on and on. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, Swalwell's in there. Dan Goldman, of course, he's in there. Jerry Nadler. There's like 6 or 7 other sound bites just like that, where they are attacking the great men and women in federal law enforcement defending this country. Absolutely deranged, absolutely unhinged. All right, thanks for using that pitching arm there, Caden.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You've probably heard the term Votorama a lot in recent days as the Senate wrestled with the big, beautiful bill. Well, here's a breakdown. It's Senate speak for a marathon voting series. That's where senators take vote after vote after vote on a series of amendments. The Votapalooza sometimes runs 10 to 15 hours. There's only 30 seconds to a minute of debate between all roll call votes. A Votorama only happens when the Senate is dealing with the budget or budget reconciliation. That's the special process the Senate uses to avoid a filibuster when it deals with fiscal or tax matters. 60 votes are necessary to clear a filibuster, but the Senate just needs a simple majority to pass a budget-related item under reconciliation, and there's no procedural vote to break a filibuster, unlike conventional Senate operations. There's limited debate under the budget, only 20 hours, but amendments are unlimited. That's why there's so many votes, and that's why the enterprise consumes so much time. Votoramas aren't even an annual thing, but the Senate has already done 3 this year, and more might be in the offing. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Another fake race hate hoax exposed, this time at Montana State University. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We covered that and more on Monday's show. What will we talk about on Tuesday's show? Well, I'll tell you what. We got the Joker from X, John Jackson, joining us. We're taking your phone calls and much more. So it's going to be very fast moving. You never know what we're going to talk about, but you get the chance to jump in on the conversation and be heard all across Montana with Montana Talks.
Ma, is this how you feed a hamster?
I think so.
Is my homework right?
I think so.
Is this milk still good?
I think so.
When it comes to parenting, sometimes it's okay to think you know. But when it's something as important as your child's car seat, don't just think. No. Double check if your child is in the right seat for their age and size. It'll help protect them in a car crash. Don't just think. No. By visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, President Trump is threatening top U.S. ag trading partners with steep tariffs if they don't make acceptable trade deals with the U.S. by August 1st. 30% threatened on imports from Mexico and the EU, 35% on Canadian goods, and 25% against goods from Japan and South Korea. It's all part of the president's tariff squeeze on top trading partners, even those with deals in agriculture, something Senate GOP leader John Thune concedes.
They've opened up, Japan has, in the last few years to American beef, which is something that previously we'd had a lot of issues with regard to tariffs.
However, Republicans are reluctant to criticize President Trump's tariff strategy to force new concessions by August 1st.
I'm hoping that the administration, by getting Japan and South Korea to the table, can create the kind of trading relationship that will be economically beneficial not only to the United States, but to Japan and South Korea, and that will further isolate China.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer isn't quite so sure.
The Yale Budget Lab says his tariffs could cost American families an extra $2,300 a year. So today, I urge Donald Trump to stop governing through chaos.
Now, already this year, the president has issued and then canceled or even delayed multiple tariff threats. He paused his April 2nd announced tariffs on more than 60 countries for 90 days, then extended his July 9th deadline to August. As of right now, only Vietnam and the UK have made deals. China agreed to a truce. That is, as Trump's original tariffs are being challenged in court. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
It's rodeo time in Stamford. Don't miss the 61st annual C.M. Russell Stampede, July 19th and 20th at the Duke Basin County Fairgrounds. Saturday, July 19th kicks off with live music starting at 3, followed by the Quick Finish Art Auction at 5:30, featuring some of the Northwest's premier artists. Top off the day with a street dance as well. Then on Sunday, the 20th at 1:30, it's all-out PRCA rodeo action. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the gate. Kids under 8, just 10. Come join the fun. Full details at cmrstampede.com.
Good news, beef producers. Consumers' opinions and preferences on beef are becoming more transparent month after month. Your checkoff dollar supports state-of-the-art research that taps into thousands of consumers' eating habits every month to track modern trends in meat demand and other proteins. With this knowledge, the Beef Checkoff can invest your dollars more wisely in future projects, empower the industry, and strengthen beef's place in the market. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, a John Deere database will not be made available to the Federal Trade Commission. Five states, plus a group of farmer plaintiffs in ongoing antitrust right to repair lawsuits, as a federal judge has denied motions to compel Deere and Company to provide that information. According to a court order, the motions were denied as the court found that even though the data may be relevant to the case, Deere had already provided needed data earlier in discovery. And finally this morning, according to this week's USDA Crop Progress Report, 63% of the U.S. winter wheat harvest is now complete. Meanwhile, 54% of this year's spring wheat crop is in good to excellent condition. However, that's down a whopping 23 points from last year's 77%. And as of right now, 74% of the corn crop is still in good to excellent condition. For the Western Egg Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. What do we talk about next? Well, let's stick with the flow here since we were talking about the unhinged, deranged Democrats inciting attacks against the brave men and women serving as federal law enforcement officers. By the way, I thought the Democrats were supposed to be standing up for federal employees. They love government employees. They love government employee unions. They love the government employee unions way more. I'm talking specifically to our friends in Butte here and Colstrip. We got great listeners in both areas right now. We got our Colstrip friends listening through 970 KBUL Billings, and of course our Butte friends listening through 1370 KXTL Butte here all morning long. I'm talking to our Butte friends here. Have you noticed that the Democrats are supposed to love federal government employees? They love federal government employees because federal government employees, by and large, still vote for Democrats. They're still a reliable voting base. That's why they'll stand up. If some bureaucrat is targeting your job for destruction or is trying to shut down your farm or ranch, Democrats will be right there to stand up for the bureaucrat. But all of a sudden, they don't love federal employees if you're an immigration and customs enforcement agent or a border patrol agent working to secure this country. No, they despise you. They want you to be targeted and doxxed by criminal drug cartels. They want your family to be targeted by criminal drug cartels. They want a war in the streets. I thought they loved government employee union members. Unless you're securing this country and defending this country from criminal, illegal, alien invaders that they see as potential future voters. And, oh, by the way, you know, we've long wondered, are they funneling money into the Democrat Party? Why is the Democrat Party so insistent on not fighting back against Tren de Aragua, not fighting back against the drug cartels? And then it's like, huh, well, that marijuana grow operation in California that just got hit, that had, you know, little kids basically, it sounds like, being trafficked into doing the work. You notice the kids were dressed for farm work, but some of the adults that were running from ICE weren't dressed for farm work. Did the adults make the kid do the hard labor? And the kids who were there? Anyway, they had all sorts of criminals that were rounded up at that marijuana operation. Turns out that the owners of the marijuana farm there in California donate a lot of money to the Democrats. So for those of you who have been wondering all these years, man, are these people behind these drugs and behind these illegal, are they just funneling money into the Democrat Party? Is that why the Democrat Party? Yeah, that's part of it. And the marijuana operation with the traffic to kids, with the likely trafficked kids, and with all the other criminal illegal aliens that were rounded up at the marijuana operation in California, they weren't picking strawberries, is clear evidence of that. In fact, let's start there right next. Jesse Waters talking about the marijuana farm and Karen's car washes in Los Angeles. Karen Bass's car washes in Los Angeles. Back in 60 seconds. Really love the federal employees, mostly, unless you're, you know, enforcing the law, enforcing the border. But man, the Democrats, boy, have they turned on private sector unions. Boy, do they despise the private sector unions. And no wonder you've had union leaders showing up at the Republican National Convention and showing up in support of President Donald J. Trump. You know, the Democrats despise union workers at Colstrip. Or if you work in the timber industry, you know, you work in some of these industries. Boy, because they have gotten in bed with the radical environmentalists and they have kicked private sector unions to the curb. But boy, they love some of their federal government employee union members, don't they? Let's go to Tim in Billings. Tim, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. So, you know, I guess I'm a little crazy because I have a memory long enough to remember that, you know, prior to this latest bit of outrage by the left, when there was the George Floyd riots, the BLM riots, you know, the left was okay with attacking law enforcement. Then they were okay with attacking private business. And then January 6th happens, and they clutched their pearls. And I think conservatives, by and large, were pretty consistent. We thought it was disgusting if people were there attacking law enforcement on the Capitol grounds and in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, as much as the people in the BLM riots were. But we thought they had a right, some people had a right, you know, to protest. And if they broke the law, well, they should suffer the consequences. And now here we are again. We still think that it's disgusting that they're assaulting, you know, law enforcement officers. You know, they say ACAB, all cops are bad. And conservatives can sit back and say, no, we don't want our law enforcement being attacked. We don't want them being, you know, shot at, beat up, firebombed, all this stuff. Seems like there's been some consistency on one side and some real, real questionable inconsistencies on the other. And, I mean, maybe the flip-flop flat top. It's not just a John Tester thing. Maybe it's a systemic Democratic ideological trait that we just can't overlook anymore.
No, I think you're right. Well, and it's also they are able to get away with because they get a pass from the media because the media is by and large in bed with them. And so they can say one thing over here and then another thing over here and never really be held accountable unless it's people like you and me and the listeners to this show who call them to account, right? They never get held accountable for it. Yeah, they the same people that wanted to defund the police, the same people that want to dox ICE agents so they can be targeted by Tren de Aragua or drug cartels are the same people who wanted, you know, federal agents to spy on Catholics in church, who wanted to you know, do, who not only wanted to but did authorize and launch raids against peaceful pro-life protesters. And they didn't care about that father and all of his kids, but there's a criminal, illegal alien, drugs, gangs. Oh, all of a sudden, oh, he's a father with kids. But if you were a peaceful pro-life protester, they didn't care if you were a father with kids. They would send in a full freaking SWAT team after you. Great call, Tim. Thanks.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, we got phone lines open for you here pretty much, well, all morning long, really, frankly. I mean, even if we have a guest on the show, we typically try to sneak in a phone call because you guys have better questions and comments than I do, and that's what the show's all about. But, yeah, we got John Zaxson, the Joker from X. He'll be in the 8 o'clock hour. I think he's going to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour as well. And, of course, we always take your phone calls when he's in. But I don't think we have anything else lined up here. Haven't even really looked at my calendar here lately. I don't even think we have anything else. Yeah, we got the next, you know, all the way until 8, completely wide open for you as well. If you want to call in, jump in on the conversation at any point. Hey, real quick, I almost forgot this one. So yesterday we had a message that came in on the Montana Talks app. And the message from one of our listeners in Bozeman said, hey, folks, now is the time to speak out. You know, the far-left activists on the Bozeman City Commission are trying to shove the pride flag down your throats and hoist this divisive political flag as the official city flag of Bozeman. And so the message that we shared said Monday night is when the meeting was taking place, but the meeting is actually tonight in Bozeman. So that's what – but I know a lot of our friends, a lot of our activist friends in Bozeman we're already tracking that it's Tuesday night, but another reminder for everybody else. So, yeah, thanks to our that listener for sharing that message with us yesterday. All right, here we go. So we were talking about the marijuana farm that was housing all these criminal illegal aliens, and it sure looked like they have trafficked children that were doing the hard labor for them on the farm, and the adults were just kind of running around like shorts and flip-flops, and the kids were, you know, dressed for hard labor. Here's Jesse Waters. He had a great segment last night. I pulled several sound bites from his program last night.
They don't want them in cages. They just want them out there working in the fields. Over 300 illegals, some of them minors, got ICE at a pot farm in California. The farm's been investigated for forced child labor and human trafficking. Democrats went from the party of workers' rights to, let's let foreign kids pick our crops. We need to keep weed prices low. They want to keep families together so they can harvest cannabis together. Karen Bass says she can't even get her car washed in L.A.
They are literally driving down the street, jumping out of unmarked cars, tinted windows, no license plates, and literally snatching people from bus stops, going into car washes. It's difficult to get your car washed in L.A. now because many of the car washes have closed down.
Who's going to wax Karen's Corolla if Jose gets iced?
Anyway, then Waters said that his team of producers actually called several car washes in Los Angeles. And they said, oh, yeah, we've got plenty of workers. Come on in if you need your car washed. Yeah, we're ready to rock and roll. So Karen Bass lying about her car washes there in Los Angeles. And that clip, I think, followed this one. where Jesse Waters was describing alligator Alcatraz. And he was making the point that you guys remember when Barack Obama and Joe Biden had the kids in cages, and they had, you know, basically just these cages, just these chain link fences. And there were people piled on top of each other in the Obama Biden kids in cages. Compared to alligator Alcatraz, which they've got a toilet, they've got a sink, they've got the facilities they need, they've got space, they've got room, and they're only there for a short time before they get, you know, they go to the airstrip and they fly back to their home country or somewhere else, right? But the Democrats are freaking out about alligator Alcatraz when they weren't freaking out about Obama, Biden, you know, stacking people on top of each other.
These are some of the dudes at Alligator Alcatraz that Debbie and Omar don't want to fence around. One MS-13 gangbanger is nicknamed Satan. He's wanted for being in a murder ring. We have Biden migrants with convictions for sexual assault, robbery, arson. One guy in Alligator Alcatraz was arrested for slicing an elderly woman's throat. The media wants these guys sleeping in California Kings with silk sheets.
What do you say to these lawmakers who argue this is not humane treatment of individuals, of humans?
Well, our detention centers at the federal level are held to a higher standard than most local or state centers and even federal prisons. This is a state-run facility at Alligator Alcatraz.
More than 30 people stuffed into a jail cell?
They have a contrast. Well, I've been there and I've seen these rooms that they are in. I wouldn't call them jail cells. I would call them a facility where they are held and that are secure facilities.
Democrats have called them cages, though. They say,
I wish they would have said that back during the Biden administration and back when Democrats were in the White House and they were piling people on top of each other on cement floors.
There you go. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem laying it down. All right, back into the phone lines we go. 406-294-0970. I mentioned the pride flag, the oh-so prideful pride flag, this divisive, divisive flag. You know, Bozeman says, we want to be like Missoula. And so now, in response to state law that says, hey, you can't be flying these political flags over government buildings. You've got the U.S. flag, you've got the Montana flag, you've got the POW/MIA flag. But no, Democrats, you know, hey, they're all about dividing this country. So they want to raise this divisive flag, and they're looking to make it the official flag for the city of Bozeman. And, yeah, I got a message on our Montana Talks app yesterday. I didn't see who this one came from. But, yeah, the Bozeman Commission will vote on the pride flag tonight, July 15th. And the message says the Gallatin Valley Sentinel has a write-up on this as well. So if you go to the Gallatin Valley Sentinel website, you can see a full write-up on it. Connor in Bozeman, what's your thoughts?
I strongly oppose the adoption of this flag. I think most people in Bozeman do. Most people in Montana do. I've been going to the city commission meetings in Bozeman for the past 3 weeks, voicing my opposition. Last week, there was a lot of pro-LGBT people there, you know, obviously organized from these activist organizations. But there was a lot of strong opposition as well. And it does seem that the city commission is somewhat divided on this. So there, I mean, I do think there is a chance. You know, the LGBTQ people, they come with all these emotional arguments that they don't feel safe unless they see that flag. And, you know, I moved here because I saw that flag. I mean, it's just these ridiculous emotional arguments that they're using. And the rights argument is just, I mean, it's simple. We want civic neutrality. These city governments are supposed to be neutral, and flying that flag is an act of bipartisanship. And, we really need a lot of young conservatives to show up in opposition, too. There was a lot of opposition, but it was kind of older people. And the pro-LGBT flag side had a lot of young people. So, you know, I just want to get the word out. We need some opposition we need some people, younger conservatives, to show up and voice their opposition.
Yeah, well, I know I know college isn't in session right now, but if maybe some of the young Republicans are still around, college Republicans, other, Turning Point USA chapter folks, could get out. Yeah, because you're right. It is important to show the young people. It's also interesting. There is a whole laundry list of people out there. You've even seen, who's the fitness guru? What's her name? Jillian Michaels or something? You're seeing people like her, people like Rick Grinnell, all these other people that are a part of the so-called LGB whatever community. And they're all saying how stupid it is that these and how sick some of these, pride demonstrations are, where you basically got naked men jumping around in the streets in front of children. And they're even criticizing this. So it's not just the rest of us who are opposed to hoisting these pride flags and these divisive political symbols. It's also people of the very communities that they claim to be hoisting their flag for that are against this type of stuff, because it's just divisive political nonsense. The other thing that I find real rich, Connor, have you noticed how when the media reports on this pride flag, they never include the word controversial debate at city commission, controversial flag debate, when it is very it's very divisive, it's very controversial, but the media never says that. But if there's a non-controversial Republican thing that's up for discussion, they always describe it as controversial. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, and I was at the city commission meeting last week, and I mean, it's divisive. I mean, there people were on both sides were emotional. And one of their big arguments is the House Bill 819 that the governor signed, that they're claiming it's targeting the LGBTQ community. That's not true at all. It targets all political symbology.
Yeah, the only reason it's across the board.
The only reason they feel targeted is because they are the only group that goes around demands that their flag be flown.
Great point. We got to hold it there. I got to hit the hard break here. Connor, thanks for the call. Hey, if you got more points to share, stand by.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The president has authorized ICE agents to protect themselves from rock-throwing protesters by using whatever means necessary. They have a right to protect themselves. In the week I was away, the violence against ICE agents, hit an all-time high. ICE rounded up 750 illegals during raids on California marijuana farms. And what is the reaction of the Democratic hardcore left? Well, the mayor in Los Angeles has announced a new cash giveaway plan for Biden illegals. The plan is being worked out to provide cash assistance to those impacted by ICE enforcement operations. Well, we do have a supremacy clause to our Constitution, which gives jurisdiction to the federal government, not to the mayor of Los Angeles, not to the governor of California.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you're with Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you are overpaying for wireless, period, end of sentence. You're paying for thousands of retail stores that you're never going to go to. You're paying for unnecessary perks that you'll never use. But guess what? My cell phone provider, Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers. The only difference? They don't charge you for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And guess what? You can keep your phone and your phone number. The switch is simple, fast, easy. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. And you can be switched over in mere minutes. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk, wireless by Americans for Americans.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with a chance for some scattered showers and storms early on, becoming more likely into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s for Billings, closer to the upper 60s for Bozeman. Then for tonight, widespread showers and storms, dropping back to low temperatures in the upper 40s to lower 50s for tonight. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
This is huge. It's not just one federal judge. It's two federal judge seats here in Montana that President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate now gets the chance to fill. It's these left-wing federal judges in Montana that have been killing our timber industry, going after agriculture, going after oil, gas, coal, stripping away access to our public land. So that's the opportunity we've got now to finally get some fair judges on the bench. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That was such a brilliant point there. Just as we were going to the break, you know, I have to mute a caller as we're running into the break, because otherwise we'll both end up talking over the break. And for some reason, our callers can't hear the bumper music when you're on the phone. So I always hate to have to interrupt, but, you know, we have a hard break. We got to roll to it. But such a brilliant point. I'm glad I waited till the last second to finally say, okay, you got to hold it there, because Connor made such a great point. He said one of the arguments that the other side is making, that the LGBTQ activists are making, is they're saying, well, see, this state law banning the flying of these political flags over government buildings. Maybe Yellowstone County could raise the Trump flag over Yellowstone County buildings. Demand that it be flown over every single government building in Yellowstone County. But nobody's pushing that because it's absurd. Right? We're flying the American flag, Montana flag. Better have the POW/MIA flag up there as well, right? As our friend Elena and George Blackard would remind us here as well. But he said their argument is, well, they feel targeted by that state law. And the point he was making was, well, why do they feel targeted by the state law? Because they're the only ones pushing this type of garbage. They're the only ones that are trying to divide our communities. They're the only ones that are pushing this nonsense. That are trying to divide all, that are trying to divide Butte, that are dividing Missoula, that are dividing Bozeman, that want to divide this entire country. So that's why they feel targeted. Because people are saying, hey, stop dividing our communities. Don't put these over government buildings. And so they feel targeted because they're the ones that are doing the dividing. They are the ones. Anyway, I got a couple of messages here that came in on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. Let's go to this one. Maria in Bozeman says this. The pride flag. This is truly what the Establishment Clause was designed to prevent, right? But now they call it separation of church and state. Separating a religion of worshiping sexual identity from government should be raising every constitutional flag to be had. Bozeman doesn't get to establish the worshiping of a particular set of sexual preference value systems as law of the land. Really, this flag is symbolic of their religion, right? It's symbolic of their worldview. Trashing religion is their religion for so many of these lawless leftists, which unfortunately have become the dominating force in the Democrat Party. Your normal everyday Democrats, people that I still run into, friends that I still run to in Plentywood and Scobie and Butte, they don't agree with a lot of this nonsense. But those everyday good people in Butte and Plentywood and Scobie would never be elected in a Democrat primary in the state of Montana anymore. You are not wanted. You have been kicked to the curb. You just haven't figured it out yet. Now, Tim and Savage sent us a great message on the Montana Talks app. Tim and Savage sent us a great message here. We were talking earlier about the marijuana farm operation with all the criminal illegals on it. And it looks like they had a bunch of, unaccompanied minors doing the hard labor for them here. Tim says this, who will pick the cotton? Who will pick our veggies? Who will harvest our dope? America is built on the labor of these treasured undocumented, a.k.a. slaves for the left. Yeah, Tim, what is it with the Democrat Party? What is it with the Democrat Party wanting somebody else to pick their cotton for them? And now, you know, wanting child labor potentially forced human traffic child labor to pick their dope for them at the same time. What a bunch of freaking dopes. All right, 406-294-0970, the number for you. Or if you're in a rush or you're a little shy from the phone, you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let's see. What do we got coming up in the 7 o'clock? There are so many things we could talk about. What do you think we should talk about? Help me. Help a brother out here. You tell us what we should talk about next.
But people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap. And the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.